Circle of Trading Partners, Subsistence Path. John Caton. Subsistence is associated with poverty, barely getting by. The modern connotation of subsistent living is one of minimal existence. Sometimes, it's true. Whether adopted by choice or forced into subsistence by uncontrollable circumstances, the results can be less than desirable. Subsistence does not mean poverty. It's just another word for existence, life, or living. In law, as an example of usage, a subsistent contract is a contract that's still in force, alive. In economics, subsistence relates to the products needed for life, health, shelter, water, food, and energy. In modern developed societies, the producers of subsistence products do so in accordance with surplus economics. Health care, shelter, water, food, and energy are produced in high volume and distributed in exchange for money. With money, these products are acquired by those who had no role in the production of them and with little thought of the process by which they were produced. Their availability can easily be taken for granted, as an entitlement. Independent simply means non-dependent. If applied to the common human need for subsistence products, it would mean an independent person is not dependent on the bulk provision of them by others. Rather, the subsistence products would be self-produced. The problem is, very few people have the knowledge, ability, or motivation to do so. There is a degree of dependency, therefore, in most people for one or more subsistence products. What happens when someone tries to self-provide the spectrum of subsistence products? They will succeed to produce some and fail to produce others, due to a lack of knowledge or skill or motivation. As said many times in this series on subsistence living, labor is the capital investment in the subsistence economy. Labor is limited. Things of value have value because they are limited in supply while abundant in demand. Therefore, if value can be added by increasing the efficiency of labor, then the volume of product output increases accordingly. More product with less labor. This is one reason why having a sustainable source of energy on a homestead is included as one of the seven things needed to thrive on a subsistence homestead. Skills increase the efficiency of labor. Skill means having knowledge, having the tools and other resources to perform a given task while reducing the waste of time or resources. Skills are learned actions that improve with experience. With skill and the resultant efficiency of labor, output of production can exceed the demand for a subsistence product, within the individual's own sphere. It is unlikely, however, that an individual will have the skills to produce an excess of product for every subsistent need. There will be an excess of some products and a lack of others. Trading the excess to someone else, in return for products that are lacking, becomes the key to avoid poverty and failure. Whether done product for product as in bartering, or product for script and subsequently, script for product, the principle is the same. Enhanced skills produce excess product, to be traded for others that are needed. Nothing written to this point matters if there is no one with whom to trade. After meeting one's own needs, skills and the surplus produced by those skills become devalued by lack of demand. In other words, it becomes the classic case of supply exceeding demand. To thrive, there must be a market to absorb your excess production. To thrive, there must be a market from which you can fill your unmet needs. Both the excess product and the skills that create the excess have value. Both are tradable. If the product is consumable, future trade is enhanced. But, having a trusted circle of partners with whom you trade is the most important consideration. If everyone produces an excess of the same product or everyone has the same honed skills, demand for your excess product or skill plummets. If you take your excess product to sell at a farmer's market or to a wholesaler, but your neighbors are taking the same product, none of you will receive a fair return for your skill or labor. A trusted circle that communicates, coordinates, knows whose skills exist, and knows who produces what, becomes a thriving subsistence community, from which emerges socialization, psychological and faith support, mutual reliance, and security. That's why community is important to successful homesteading.